This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, this is weird. There's what? Like 195 countries on Earth, roughly? Exactly 195 countries on Earth. Why do these people trying to kill Trump all seem to have connections to the same countries? It's super duper weird. But here we go again. A newly unsealed FBI affidavit reveals that 17-year-old Wisconsin native Nikita Kasup, who murdered his parents, stole $14,000 in cash and plotted to assassinate President Trump using a militarized drone, was communicating via Telegram with an overseas phone number registered to Vodafone Ukraine, one of Ukraine's largest mobile carriers. The second Trump assassin with Ukraine connections. Weird. The Telegram account linked to the overseas phone number, it's registered under Vodafone Ukraine, was found to be communicating in Cyrillic script, specifically written in the Ukrainian language. The Telegram username translates to Roman Viktorovich, a shadowy figure linked to a foreign cell guiding a would-be Trump assassin. Weird. So the Telegram display name, Romanian, the country code 380. And it's, folks, the conversations. It really, really weird. I mean, it's not like this is the first time this has happened. Folks, we still don't know Thomas Matthew Crooks. He was communicating via encrypted platforms with accounts tied to servers overseas. Remember Donald Trump fired off an executive order declassifying all of this stuff so we could find out about Crooks? You heard anything about that since? No, why? Because the FBI is still refusing to give it up. Remember Congress subpoenaed 33,000 pages on these assassinations? They know almost nothing. Ryan Ruth, also direct out of Ukraine. In fact, in a Ukrainian Azov battalion recruitment video. He's the guy in the recruitment video. He was taken so seriously as a legitimate operator on behalf of the Ukrainian government for recruitment that the New York Times interviewed him. Now they're trying to pass him off as some nut. He's just crazy. He thinks he has relationships in Ukraine. You interviewed him as a Ukrainian recruiter. You painted him as a hero. You thought he was a serious actor. While the FBI has confirmed the existence of these encrypted communications and their foreign server locations, it has not disclosed the names of the specific platforms Crooks used or the individuals he communicated with. Of course not. Of course not. There's only three possibilities here. Folks, I'm going to tell you how it's going to end. It's going to be Mexican cartels. It's going to be Iran. It's going to be Ukraine. It's going to be one of the three. It's going to be one of the three. Have you noticed Donald Trump has a very, very bad, almost warlike attitude toward all three entities? Have you seen the way he treats Ukraine? If they sent an assassin to kill me, I wouldn't be too excited about them either, now would I? And folks, understand, whatever the truth is of Ryan Routh, and there's a bombshell there, or the FBI wouldn't be hiding. If this guy was just nuts and delusional and cuckoo, they would have let all this out. They have it. 33,000 pages Congress requested. They got zero. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Never forget, also on the Ukrainian assassination list with bounties on their heads, Jack Posobiec, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, Donald Trump. So bad that when J.D. Vance was in the Senate, never forget this, he wrote a letter to the Pentagon saying this, I mean, this has got to stop. They cannot be putting bounties on American pundits' heads for murder. But we all pretend. We just pretend none of this is going on. We're like, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, give Ukraine more money to kill Trump. I mean, come on, folks. Somebody needs to ask a question here. This is weird. So this is from the FBI filing on behalf of the 17-year-old killed his parents. He was communicating with someone in Ukraine. Now, this is one of these. He wasn't imagining that he was communicating with someone in Ukraine. He was actually communicating with someone in Ukraine at a deep level. They were having in-depth conversations about how to kill Trump with a drone. Weird, right? Just weird. This keeps happening. Do you know how, you saw how Trump treated Zelensky, right? I mean, you saw that. And for those that don't get a lot of real news, it was sort of baffling. It seemed like Trump was kind of picking on the poor guy. Well, it all changes when you realize these people have bounties for murder on Elon Musk's head. Paid for with your taxpayer dollars, of course, because what better use would there be? I am sick and tired of the FBI thinking they have the right to withhold this stuff. You want to hear some of this conversation? How long will I need to hide before I will be moved to Ukraine? 1 or 2 months? He's asking. Also, I probably should brush up on, he was talking about on his, you know, on his language skills, because I can understand just fine, but speaking's harder, LOL. Another question. So while in Ukraine, I'll be able to get a normal job and have a normal life, question mark, even if when it's found out I did it. Here's another weird one. Do the other 10 people also have similar beliefs to I, or are they different? Whoever's on the other side is answering. As to why specifically Trump, I think it's obvious. By getting rid of the president, perhaps the vice president, this is guaranteed to bring in some chaos. And not only that, but it will further bring into the public the idea that assassinations and accelerating the collapse are possible things to do. What were they planning to use? A drone with a dropping mechanism. Anyway, yeah, so the drone would drop a bomb with nuts, bolts, needles. So I will need that. He was also discussing payouts. 195 countries, y'all. Two of the three assassins connected to Ukraine. I don't, it's weird. It's weird. By the way, if you want to understand Trump's attitude toward Iran, which is the correct one, when the Ayatollah personally promises to assassinate you and everyone around you on his Twitter feed, and then we catch two assassins doing exactly that, one of whom partnered with a cartel hitman, they're both, by the way, on their way to trial. Can you see why Trump is treating the border the way he is, why he's militarizing it, why he's hostile to Ukraine? It all makes sense, doesn't it? Because he knows who we're at war with, by who's trying to kill him.